Hey guys, welcome to the Desi Crime Stories. I am your host and today I am going to tell you about Abdul Karim Telgi, a name that reverberates through the annals of history due to his orchestration of India's most notorious financial fraud, the stamp paper scam. To truly understand the enigma of Abdul Karim Telgi, we must peer back to the humble beginnings of his life. Born on August 1, 1954 in the quiet city of Belgavi, Karnataka, Telgi's entrance into this world was far from exuberant. Instead, he arrived in an environment characterized by modest means and limited opportunities. Telgi's early years were a stark reflection of his harsh realities of poverty. Raised in a family grappling with financial hardships, he witnessed first-hand challenges of making ends meet. Yet, even in the midst of these trying circumstances, a spark ignited within him. A spark that would soon blaze into the roaring fire of ambition. As young Karim navigated the labyrinthine alleys of his humble neighborhood, he dreamt of a life far from the constraints of poverty. Little did anyone know that these dreams would set in motion a journey that would take him to the heights of criminal notoriety. The early indications of Telgi's criminal inclination began to surface during his youth. He displayed signs of sharp and inquisitive mind. A mind that was not content with the life had dealt him. It was during his formative years that he embarked on his initial forays into the world of crime. These early transgressions were, in retrospect, relatively modest. Forging academic certificates and documents, nothing more than the misdemeanor of a young man testing the waters of deception. However, these minor acts of deception were the first strokes on the canvas of a criminal career that would soon evolve into a grand and audacious spectacle. Fast forward to the 1990s and Karim Telgi's audacious plan began to take shape. It was during this period that he laid the foundation for what would become one of India's most notorious financial fraud, the stamp paper scam. Telgi's counterfeit stamp paper were nothing short of works of art. To the untrained eye, they were indistinguishable from the real deal. They bore the same intricate designs, watermarks and security features. Even the experts in the field would find it challenging to disconcern the genuine from the fake. These impeccable replicas found their way in the hands of unsuspecting individuals and institutions alike. Property buyers, legal professionals and even government departments began unwitting receipts over these meticulously crafted fakes. What truly sets Telgi apart in the realm of criminal masterminds is the scale of his operation. It wasn't a one-man show, it was an empire built on deception. Telgi established a vast network that spanned the length and breadth of the nation. His network consisted of a complex web of agents, each with a specific role to play. These agents were strategically positioned across the country, operating in different regions. They posed as government officials, wielding their influence to procure the genuine stamp paper gum and the paper also, which are the raw materials for the counterfeit creation. The stamp paper gum and the paper sourced from this elaborate ruse serve as a foundation for Telgi's operation. His skilled artisans, trained in the art of deception, used these materials to churn out counterfeit stamp papers that were virtually indistinguishable from their authentic counterparts. What set Telgi's operation apart from not just the flawless replication of stamp papers, but also the illusion of authenticity surrounding them. He ensured that the counterfeit stamps were dispatched with false certificates and documents that appeared legitimate. This cunning tactic further solidified the trust for those who unwittingly became a part of his elaborate ruse. As Telgi's operation gained momentum, so did the audacity of his fraudulent enterprise. Counterfeit stamp papers were sold at a fraction of their face value, attracting a vast clientele. Property buyers, legal professionals, and the businesses all succumbed to the allure of these meticulously crafted fakes. The financial gains from these operations were nothing short of staggering. Telgi's illicit earnings soared to unimaginable heights, transforming him from a small-time forger into a criminal kingpin who had infiltrated every corner of India's financial landscape. As Telgi's illicit empire continued to flourish, so did the determination of the authorities to bring him to justice. It became a relentless game of wits, with Telgi constantly on the move, adopting various alliances and employing every trick in the book to stay one step ahead of the law. Telgi's ability to evade capture was nothing short of extraordinary. He displayed a chameleon-like talent for assuming different identities, often operating in alliances that made him almost untraceable. This cloak and dagger's existence became his way of life as he crisscrossed the country, leaving the law agencies baffled. One of the Telgi's tactics was to keep moving. He never stayed in one place for too long, making it difficult for investigators to pin him down. His operation was like a well-oiled machine with multiple safe houses and hideouts across the country. Compounding the challenge for law enforcement was the fact that many of those involved in Telgi's network were reluctant witnesses. Some were coerced, others fearful of the consequences of testifying against a criminal mastermind of his caliber. This created a web of silence that was difficult to penetrate. But every cat and mouse game has its turning point, and for Telgi it came in 2001. The special investigation team of Karnataka Police, under the leadership of an indomitable K.R. Srinivas, finally closed it on. It was a breakthrough that marked the beginning of the end for the stamp paper scam kingpin, Abdul Karim Telgi. After years of relentless pursuit, Telgi was apprehended. His arrest sent shockwaves through the criminal underworld and was hailed as a major victory for law enforcement. The elusive kingpin had been finally captured. What followed a protracted legal battle that would see Telgi face the consequences for his audacious crimes. He was sentenced to a 30-year prison term, a fitting punishment for orchestrating one of India's most notorious financial frauds. Telgi's audacious stamp paper scam remains a testament to the extent to which a criminal mind can exploit the system. While he may be captured and incarcerated, his legacy endures. Telgi passed away on October 23, 2017, succumbing to multiple organ failure. Nevertheless, he left behind a trail of infamy that continues to intrigue and captivate. The revelation of stamp paper scam sent shockwaves through the nation. It was not just the scale of fraud that stunned India, but also the fact that such a massive operation could operate under the noses of authorities for so long. The repercussions were profound and far-reaching. One of the immediate challenges was restoring the trust in the system. The scam had eroded confidence in the stamp papers, a critical component for legal and financial transactions. Steps were taken to enhance the security and authenticity of stamp papers to prevent the recurrence of such a fraud. The distribution of stamp papers underwent a significant overhaul. Stringent checks and balances were introduced at every stage, from procurement to sale. The aim was to create a system that would be far more resistant to manipulation and fraud like this. The legal aftermath of the stamp paper scam was a complex and lengthy process. Abdul Karim Telgi faced numerous charges and legal battles. His conviction sent a clear message that those who engage in such a large-scale financial fraud would face severe consequences. The story of Abdul Karim Telgi serves as a cautionary tale, underscoring the importance of vigilance and robust oversight in the financial system. It highlights how a single individual armed with cunning and audacity can exploit vulnerabilities in a system for personal gain. The stamp paper scam prompted introspection and led to lessons that continue to resonate today. It reinforced the need for stringent regulatory measures, regular audits, and proactive law enforcement to combat financial fraud. That is all for the today's episode. I hope you like it. If you are listening on Spotify, kindly give 5 stars if you like it. And also, if you want to convey anything, there's also a suggestion box in the episode.